Unit 5. Practice makes perfect. A. Communication and fluency. A. Listen and read. Okay, class, quieten down, please. Today we've got the fire marshal, Mr. Smith, visiting us, and he's got some important information to give us.
Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to talk about what to do in case of a fire at school.
Shall I pass these sheets around for everyone to look at?
Yes, please. Now, these sheets in front of you have diagrams and information about the different types of fire you might encounter at school. Does anyone know what the main cause of a fire in a school is?
Is it in the school canteen?
That's a good guess. It's true that many fires can be started somewhere food is being cooked, especially if gas is being used. It's actually somewhere else, though.
Is it here, in the chemistry lab?
Well done. That's absolutely correct. The reason we're having this session here today is because it is in this room that a fire is most likely to start.
Although, I'd just like to step in and say that so far we luckily haven't had any fires in my department, but it's always better to be safe than sorry.
Yes, the reason for learning about this isn't to scare you, but to make sure you're well prepared and so that everyone can stay safe and hopefully prevent any fires.
We're going to start experiments using Bunsen burners next week, everyone, so it is especially important that you all pay attention, please.
Okay. Well, can anyone tell me what is the main thing a fire requires in order to burn?
Is it fuel?
Fires do indeed require fuel, that's right. What else do they need?
Oxygen. Fires need oxygen to burn. That's why we have that fire blanket in the corner, right?
Well done. That is correct. The fire blanket is there to put out small blazes before they become any larger. A fire blanket is so dense that when thrown over a small fire, it cuts off its oxygen supply and immediately kills the flames. It's very important to know that this is the most effective way to put out a small fire and to know where the fire blanket is located in every room.
Children, please note though that you should not attempt to put a fire out yourself unless there is no other option. The first thing you should do is find an adult or teacher and tell them about the fire so that they can use the fire blanket.
Yes, and if there is a big enough fire, then the most important thing is that you get out of the building to your fire safety spot in the playground, and ideally pull the fire alarm on your way if you can.